been disturbed within these walls since that day. The furniture, the paintings, even the ancient punishment stocks and torture presses, all are still here in their original places. Now, the issue that's been proposed by some members is that this hall, which has always been a private gathering place for the descendants of the first settlers of the village, be open to the public as a museum and an admission price be charged.
That proposition is an outrage.
Please, Mr. Corcoran.
It's an outrage, I say. Thou art violating the laws that were passed down to us by our founder, Sir Roger Mather.
Silas Crossman, you'll get a chance to talk later on.
I should talk now. Someone go into the museum and fetch the original ruling, written in Sir Roger's own hand. You go in there, Harvey.
Yes, sir.
I shall read to thee his document. In it he states that only the families of the village...
No. What is it, Harvey?
In the press. The ancient torture press, there are two bodies.
What?
Why, they can't.
It's Sam and Wes Merrill. They've been crushed to death.
Good heavens.
Why, that can't be.
Look. Merciful saints. Look. Look, they're clutching something in their hands. Both of them.
See what it is, Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Who could have done such a thing?
Why, I saw them only an hour ago.
Here you are, Mr.